download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And it's a distinct privilege and honor to be able to speak with the person who created the Jeffrey Combs Memorial Foundation, president and founder, none other than Christy Combs. Christy, welcome back to Monday Night Talk.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You got it. What have you been up to since the last time we chatted?
Well, we've been up to a lot of good things with the foundation, giving out grants and helping people where they need it, doing different things for military families, supporting them through assistance and programs, and planning our biggest fundraiser of the year, which is happening this week on September 13th, the 14th annual Jeff Combs Memorial Road Race Walk and Family Day.
Well, talk to me about the race itself. I mean, is it just the race, or are there a lot more things that are a part of this event than that?
It's all encompassing. It's really more than just a race. People always say to me, I'd like to participate, but I don't run. And I tell them, you don't have to run. You don't even have to walk. It's a 5K. We have a pretty good turnout for the run, but it's also a 5K walk, leisurely walk. And if people don't want to do either, they can sit back at the Woodsdale School where it's held and just enjoy the music, enjoy the activities, enjoy all the free food. And it's a real community event. This year we're focusing a lot on military as well. For the first time, we're going to have some military ruckers, which means we're going to have about, I think, 8 military men and women running in uniform carrying their 25-pound rucksacks. And one vet is even going to be running in uniform with his pack, pushing his adult brother in a wheelchair. So that's going to be quite a sight to see. Pretty impressive. We've also got one veteran who was injured while serving and then came back and was injured again as a firefighter, and he's in a wheelchair now, and he's going to be doing the road race in his wheelchair. So we've got a lot of focus on honoring the military, remembering those who died on 9/11, and encouraging people to give back. We ask our participants to bring a can of food or a box of cereal or something to donate to our local food pantry. And when people check in, they'll be able to take a sticker bearing the name of somebody who died on 9/11 from Massachusetts, as well as a service member who died in service to the country as a result of post-9/11 service.
I have to ask you, is this something that you've drawn people from all over the Commonwealth, but you're getting people from all over the country who participate in this event, correct?
We really do. I've had people come from, somebody's parents were traveling across the country and they were going to be in the area around the time of the race and they heard about it. So they decided to stop in. They're from the Midwest. We've had people from Arizona, people from California, Washington, D.C., Connecticut. So we really get them pretty much all over the region with, one or two every year from outside the Northeast, which is really kind of cool.
And talk to me about, what do you generate as far as when it comes to the fundraising mechanism to this event?
We usually bring in about $30,000 a year. I've seen road races where they're making like $150,000, and I wonder how they do it. They charge more for registration typically, and they have some really, really big sponsors behind them because of the cities where the road races are or that kind of thing. You know, we're in Abington. We don't have a lot of major companies here, although we do have some major companies that are signing on with us. Cape Cod Lumber this year is our primary event sponsor for the first time. Country Rentals really helps us out by donating everything we need to put this event on, from snow cone machines to moonwalks and tables and chairs and tents, and then we've got Stop and Shop and CVS Caremark and a lot of other major companies on board with us, which is just wonderful, and it really speaks to how the foundation has made a name for itself and how this event has become well known and so well respected. But one thing we like to do is keep the fees down, because we have a lot of families that participate, and I don't want them going broke trying to participate in this. And, we ask for the registration fees, and then everything else there is free except for the raffle tickets. So it really turns out to be a wonderful family day and a really nice day of community, and a way for people to acknowledge a day that, yes, it was absolutely horrible, but so much good came of it, and it's hard to explain that you don't want the day to have happened, but you're grateful for the good things that have come from it, and this day kind of speaks to that. So much good came from a terrible tragedy, and we want people to remember that part of it and remember the people that died. So we do that with the foundation and through the road race by encouraging people to honor and remember and pay it forward.
Again, we are speaking with the Christy Coombs, president and founder of the Jeffrey Coombs Memorial Foundation, talking a little bit about the 14th annual Jeff Coombs Memorial Road Race, Walk, and Family Day taking place Sunday, September 13th. If you could give the details to folks as far as if they, registration, as to when the race starts and where this is all going to be held.
Sure. It's held at the Woodsdale School in Abington, 128 Chestnut Street. The event begins at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, September 13th. You can register online now at racewire.com or at www.jeffcoombsfund.org under our special events. Or fundraising events, or you can register on Saturday between 4 and 5 at the Woodsdale School, or on Sunday morning beginning at 7:30. So we encourage everybody to come down, take part. It's for a great cause. It's a wonderful day, and we guarantee a lot of fun.
Are you encouraging virtual runners?
We are this year. We added virtual runners. You can go on our website and sign up as a virtual runner. All I ask is that since this is the first year we did it and it was kind of done as a little afterthought, we don't have a way of them notifying us that they signed up as a virtual runner. So if somebody signs up as a virtual runner, I ask them to send me an email and let me know so we can get them a shirt if we have time to get them to them. And it's a way of involving people who can't be at the event.
Yep.
And we ask them to sign up and let us know and take a picture of them running if they can, or just send us a picture of themselves and let us know that they ran and who they ran with, and we'll place them on our Facebook page, and then next year we'll have it down pat and we'll be able to make it somewhat of a real event. But I've got a lot of family out of state that wanted to participate, and some of them have signed up as a virtual runner, so it's a way of, just extending our reach.
And if you wanted to take a moment to thank or recognize, whether it's committee coordinators or sponsors or folks who have helped make this one of the best organized races ever, what would you say?
I would say the list is too long. I would like to thank Cape Cod Lumber and Country Rentals for coming in and helping us out the way they have this year for Cape Cod Lumber and the last couple of years for Country Rentals. And as far as my committee, I definitely can't do it without them. They've just gone above and beyond. Two individuals in particular who take care of the registration and getting the word out there is Bill Balfour, who's a longtime friend of ours. He was one of Jeff's best friends from his first job, and he's our registration guy, and he just goes above and beyond. And Ken London has been crazy all over the South Shore, putting out brochures and refilling supplies everywhere he can at all the health clubs and such. And then, my usual volunteers, Maureen Tomlin, kind of make sure that everything runs perfectly on that day. And then we just have a great committee of people who really put their best foot forward to make this an awesome event. And the town is really supportive. The town police, the high school kids, the football team comes out super early Sunday morning to help us get set up. The soccer kids, the cheerleaders, the track teams, they're all just so supportive. And it's one of these things that, it takes a village to get anything done. And in this case, it really takes a village to make this happen, because we expect over 1,000 people. And we have over 100 volunteers that day, and countless numbers of people leading into it that make it happen.
And again, I want to remind folks as we wrap up this segment, if you've missed any part of it, of course, we'll make sure we're putting this up as a podcast this week. And you can also go to the website, Jeff Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S, fund.org. All the information that you need, whether you're somebody who wants to be there, participate, if you want to give a donation, you want to be a virtual runner, all the information on the website. Christy, I want to thank you again, and I hope you have yet again a successful event.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and we encourage you to come out and see how it goes.
There's a very real possibility that may happen.
That would be great.
There she is. Christy Coombs joining us, president and founder of the Jeffrey Coombs Memorial Foundation. We are going to step aside, and when we come back, we have the candidates running for mayor in Weymouth in studio, and we're going to talk with them about the issues right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.